This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Check it out. I want you guys to check this out. This is also going to be added to the circulation here very shortly. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Well, guess what? Joining me for the, well, not the first time, we've talked before, but joining me for the first time in this capacity as a sponsor of Lock and Load is Kit Cope, the man at Spikes Tactical. Good evening, sir. Do we have Kit? Uh-oh. Well, it says he's connected. I just don't hear him. How about now?
I can hear you.
Okay. This is the drama of live radio there.
Bueller?
Yeah, Bueller. So.
You got me?
I got you. I have you.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
First things first.
Forget the Bueller. I was talking to myself.
Yep. First things first, I want to thank you, and I want to thank Lincoln. Having Pipe Hitters Union and Spikes Tactical, you guys came up with the parallel mindset that I had for the Not Today Antifa ad campaign.
Yeah, that you should have told me. That would have been handy to not have to come up with that by ourselves. If we had a little help, maybe we could have got it out there quicker.
But that's okay. We
you
can go
let,
forward.
You can't hold these things to yourself.
I
you
shan't.
Have these terrific ideas. You got to let them out, Bill.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do. Yes, sir, I do. Now, I'm curious because as an AR-15 builder, and I mean, you're not just building AR-15s. You are at a level that I would put serious. You're building serious AR-15s. When you have the kind of event that we just had in Florida, where you're based. How much grief does an AR-15 manufacturer get from that? Do you guys even, besides looking at the news, do you even know that happened? Does anybody come and want to share a little hate with you, or what's the deal with that?
Oh, it starts early. Before we get it to work, we get there to a number of really, really expressive voicemails. And that usually continues throughout the day, at least for a few days. But as we know, the people that are leaving those messages, the people that are calling with those hateful comments, they get bored quickly, and it becomes too much work, and then they cut it out pretty soon.
Yeah. As somebody who's been under a couple of death threats here and there from the very, you know, Aurora shooting, when I was affiliated with the Gun Owners of America, Aurora and Sandy Hook was fun events because they wanted to come after me and Larry Pratt and Eric Pratt and some other people there. And, I always wonder how the pacifists are going to do it.
Harsh words.
I guess.
Finger gestures. You know. Very damaging things.
Well, yeah, the kind of stuff that the kind of stuff that doesn't really matter to somebody like you or anything.
Yeah.
Real quick, what now? You are a relatively young man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
well,
you. I'll take
compared to me. Anyway, but what I'm asking was, what was the genesis behind Spike's Tactical? I mean, the AR-15 market has been, it's been pretty saturated since, I don't know, since Obama's been in office. What was the genesis behind Spike's Tactical? Why did you go the way you're going?
Well, from the beginning, so Spike himself was just an avid AR builder. It was like a fun puzzle for him, and he was a shooter, so he stopped, or I guess went from just doing it himself for fun to doing it and selling those rifle builds that he was making at gun shows and that kind of thing. And then he started to realize, wow, people respond really well to a quality product. This is a window. And so he opened Spike's Tactical with that in mind, you know, making that quality product that he saw everybody responding so favorably to on a grander scale. And that day, believe it or not, was September 10th, 2001.
Okay.
That's the day that he opened the doors to Spike's Tactical.
Right. Okay. And now, where are we at? Is Spike still with us? I did not know that there was actually a Spike, to be honest with you. I'd seen
that.
There
is a Spike.
Yeah.
There is a Spike, and he's definitely still with us. He's actually like a super scuba diver guru. he's definitely still kicking.
Has he moved on? Has he moved on to more fun?
He just continues the fun. That guy will never stop the fun.
Gotcha. So looking at, so my next question would have to be, and we got about a little less than 3 minutes left. So it's Spike's Tactical. Why the spider?
Why the spider? That is a really, really good question that I don't even know the answer to. I could come up with something clever, but you know what I do is I will find that out, because now that you've asked, I'm curious, and I'll have it for you next time.
It looks a little Japanese. There's just a few minutes left in this segment. We got a whole hour to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
I will find out for you, because now I'm curious.
Yeah, it looks sort of Japanese to me in a sort of way, but at the same time, I sort of dig it. That's the logo that's on my website now. Anyway, to click to you. Your weapons you build, I know them by reputation. I know a few people that have them. Tac Daddy is a friend of mine, and I know he runs around with some of those. This is something that, so it's been in motion for 17 years. Did it start out as this higher grade of AR-15?
It actually, for the time period, it was, you know, but as the years go on, you know, technology gets better, you know, we figure out better ways to do the same things.
Right.
And so he was already at the time putting together rifles that were high quality for that time, and then just as the world improves, so do we. And we're just keeping, so far we've been lucky enough to keep at the top end of that thing.
Yeah, one thing about what you just told me, that means he started the company at the height of the assault weapons ban.
Yeah.
There was still 3 years to go before it sunset.
The day before the Twin Towers attack.
Yep, that too. Yeah. SpikesTactical.com, that's where you can go. They have parts, they have lowers, they have complete uppers already ready to go. They have fully assembled firearms that they don't have them. They build them all to order. And
we start it.
There you go. And they are the highest grade that you can find out there anywhere. There may be some that cost more. I don't think there's going to be that much of a difference between them and the Spikes. We're going to be right back talking to Kit Cope. This is Lock and Load.
the Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical. Let me ask you a question, and this is just out of curiosity because I've heard a lot of things about this. How dependent is the military on the civilian market for development of the platform?
100%. Luckily,
yeah.
Everything, if you look at every single thing that a soldier carries, that a pilot shoots out of his giant bazillion-dollar aircraft. It is all developed in the civilian market.
Right. Now, during the assault weapons ban, right, when the civilian market was one way and the military market was another way, development right. for the M16 stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to a degree, if it had continued on further, would have led to a little bit of an imbalance in personal weapons, as far as the man carried soldier's weapon.
Right.
Why are they looking at this now? In your opinion, and I know you're not shy about getting political with me, why are they looking at this now, knowing that we've already got a 10-year stretch of knowing what this does, the impact it has on crime? Why do you think they're looking at the AR-15 and thinking, well, this is when this got to go? It's a machine of mass destruction, man killing rampage thingy stuff, and it's got to go. What do you think?
I've got a little bit of a more, I guess. sinister theory.
Okay.
And that is we all know that they've been working for years to get the guns out of the hands of the proletariat.
Sure.
That's been going on. Everybody's, my dad used to rant about it when I was in grade school. the AR-15, I liken it to a pit bull, right? The dog.
Right.
So a pit bull is extremely athletic, extremely agile, strong. It's very smart. It's very obedient. It's everything in a perfect dog, which in the hands of the wrong person makes it a really lethal weapon. However, a lot of people don't know this, but the American Pit Bull Terrier is the second most tolerant dog in all of the tolerance tests that have ever been done by the SPCA.
Sure.
So it's just the perfect dog all the way around, which is what makes it so devastating in the hands of the wrong person.
Right.
Now, an AR-15 is just like that. It is the best of everything. It's the most versatile all around platform for anything that you need to do with a gun. And so this is my theory.
Okay.
If they can get the AR-15, which is also the number one highest selling rifle in the United States, bar none.
Right.
So if they can get rid of the AR-15, they, first of all, they can get more guns away from the public, away from the citizens, than if they went after any other type. So that's a really key element. And the other is, it's a stepping stone to virtually every other gun. So they can say, after they get rid of the AR-15, they can say, well, we got rid of the AR-15, which does this just like this gun. We should get rid of that one too. Oh, and it's got a pistol grip. And so we should get rid of pistols too. And then I think the AR-15 is the barn door.
Well, I noticed when Dix got out there and made the completely, they did a lot of virtue signaling when they said, we won't be selling AR-15s anymore. No kidding, you quit in 2012. I guess they've got like 35 Field and Stream stores that still sell it. But they still sell the Mini 14, the Ruger Mini 14.
Which is, you could say, the father of the AR-15. Oh, well, it's kind of a love child between, obviously, the Mark 14, or, yeah, the Mark 14 and the AR-15.
Sure.
But that's where it started. It does almost everything, almost exactly the way an AR-15 does. Just not as good.
Right. And it has proprietary stuff. The magazine's proprietary, but it sort of it reminds me of a chopped down M1, M14, like you were saying. And
yeah.
So
yeah.
It's exactly. And you can buy that as a mini, what do they call that? The mini 30, which is the 30, which is the basically the chopped down Garand or M14. So,
M14, yeah.
So, you know, most of the stuff that a AR-15 is just primarily going to be ergonomic for ease of use and everything else. And but it, as somebody who lugged one, you know, I lugged M16 for quite a few years when I was in the military. It is not so easy to carry to where you sit out there and say, well, this pistol grip makes all the difference. I love carrying my weapon. I had to sleep with that thing a few times. Some of those things hit you in the wrong places. I've got a scar in the middle of between my eyebrows, where the front sight post hit me when I was doing a rush. So, you know, it's
front sight post of your own rifle?
Yeah. I was rushing hard. I was rushing hard, Kip. I mean, I was 23 and at the height of my power, and I was going as hard as I could.
Gotcha. But, gotcha.
Yeah. I told everybody it happened at a bar.
Pride, then.
Huh?
I said, you wear that scar with pride then.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I do. But, you know, one of the things I think that they miss is, and we got about a minute left in this segment. How many ARs you think are out there? I've heard, I don't honestly know. I think there's probably 20 million out there.
Yeah, I've heard the ridiculous estimations from the news outlet.
Yeah.
They said between 20 and 120 million.
Well, I don't have a problem with 120 million. I think that's embellishing too hard.
I wish it was 120 million. Unfortunately, yeah. I think that they're just popping smoke.
Yeah, I think so, too. SpikeTactical.com. This is where you will go and you will find, this is like a menu. It's a menu of excellence with their gun parts, with their lowers, their uppers. You can roll it your way, or you can buy one of theirs that's already pre-manufactured the way you want it. I've been talking to Kip about mine, and he'll be like, let me take a piece from part A, this list, that list. He'll put it together any way you need to put it together. And when you get it, well, you've just got a AR-15-shaped piece of art. My guest this hour is Kip Cope. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Check this out. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. That was the only alteration I had to make to the spot when I was putting the spot together. I put it together and I sent it to my guest Kit Cope, and he said, "Can you change it from American made to 100% American made?" Kit, is everything 100% American made? Because that is a rarity if that is true.
That is absolutely 100% true. You know, we've had opportunities to have our, you know, this piece or that piece manufactured even to the same standard elsewhere on the planet. And we wanted to be able to say 100% American made, no doubt about it. And so we just keep it in the States. We keep those hardworking Americans working.
There you go. Straight out of the Trump handbook. With that, and that's sort of a pedigree, isn't it, nowadays? I mean, not a whole lot of people can say that.
Oh. Yeah, it's definitely in rare supply.
Yeah. Having said that,
people that were raised right.
Yeah.
Which is where I think a lot of this, I think a lot of this shooting stuff, all these mass shooting things, I think a lot of that might come from the fact that parenting just isn't what it used to be.
Well, there is absolutely no doubt that things have changed, because, you know, there were AR-15s when I was a kid. And, We never had this happen. I think the AR-15 probably gets used as often as it does because they're copycatting what they see in the media. The media plays that angle up so much, so often. It's the weapon of choice, and it's a killing machine, and it's a this, and it's a that. The 5.56 is actually considered an intermediate round, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a 22 caliber.
Yeah. 223. It has a couple of characteristics when it's taking its festive flight downrange, but it is essentially just a, like you said, a trumped up 22. And the military rifle actually came after the civilian rifle. The civilian rifle originally was an Armalite. I believe they called it the Armalite 15 because the weapon in use at the time was the M14, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. So it was the next generation, basically.
So they went to the M16 because there was an M14, an AR-15, and then the M16. And in the beginning, it was a very crude weapon, wasn't it? I mean, how many soldiers in Vietnam died trying to clear out the original gas system because it was so lackluster?
Yeah, well, because it was open everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep, we have much better tolerances these days.
So the weapon platform itself has evolved. Now, you as a individual,
yes, sir.
You have a mixed martial arts background.
I do. I started out fighting a sport called Muay Thai.
Yeah.
Which is the kickboxing part.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The part that
yeah.
everybody that really likes to watch. I accumulated about 4 world titles, and then MMA was getting really popular. So I went over and visited MMA for a little while, fought in Japan and in Green and WEC and UFC, and I got around a little bit.
For those that don't know, Muay Thai is the one where they kick the trees in half with their shins.
That's the one. Tong Po did Muay Thai.
Yes, Tong Po, that's right.
He's from, a real guy.
Actually. Was he?
Yeah, Tiger Tong Po is a real guy.
But he was portrayed by one of Jean-Claude Van Damme's buddies, though, right?
Yeah, okay. In the movie, yeah.
Yeah.
wasn't Tiger Tong Po in the movie, but there is a Tiger Tong Po.
Would he have beaten Jean-Claude Van Damme inside out?
Not if there were cameras rolling.
Okay, gotcha. That's right. Not if it's not in the script. Gotcha. So the point I'm trying to make.
Terrific ballet dancer, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw that, I think, at Hard Target. The point I'm trying to make is that for somebody like for you, a skilled practitioner of the martial arts, which there was a time when I could have been considered a skilled practitioner myself. In certain matters, like, say, in a school shooting, your martial arts skill is only going to be effective if you all of a sudden materialize right beside the shooter, isn't it?
Yeah. I can close distance really well if somebody else is holding up fists. If they're holding up anything but fists, that makes my job a lot harder and pretty much impossible.
Right.
Yeah, I'll take a punch to close that distance and deliver my arsenal, but I can't take a bullet.
But in matters of, I've heard people say, well, you can take martial arts and you can do this. You don't need AR-15. You don't need this. The thing about martial arts, gunfighting is a very perishable skill.
Yeah.
But it is not nearly as perishable as the martial art, because
not even close.
If you don't stretch every day, if you don't punch the bag every day and everything else, you begin to lose something every day you don't do that. So it's every day, what would you say, 3 hours a day minimum?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, if you want to stay on the top, then it's a full-time job.
Yeah. So it really isn't the way to go is... If self-defense is, you know, like for me, I've had open heart surgery. If I take a punch in the center of my chest now, my chest is connected by scar tissue. So most likely I'm going to use what martial arts skill I have left to create space between me and somebody else, and then I'm going to go to guns because, you know, I'm...
get your gun. Smart yeah. Make. Yeah.
But...
Yeah, martial arts is only good if you're fighting with someone that's also doing martial arts.
And obeys the rules, right?
It is a terrible tool to bring to a gunfight. And it's not like the movies where if there's a gunman and I say, why don't you put that gun down and fight me like a man? That doesn't happen. He'll just shoot me like a man.
Yeah. You know, that's another, you must have just watched Expendables like I did when Jean-Claude Van Damme talks Stallone out of throwing his Kimbers aside. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
Anyway. We got about a minute left in this. I think the thing that I want to point out is that the weapon, in whichever shape and everything, that is the equalizer. And that is the way that you disrupt the pattern of, say, a school shooter. You got to have a weapon to introduce to it.
Yeah.
And when we get back, I know that you think you have some outrageous ideas. I'm going to throw one at you, and I want your feedback on it.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to throw one at you, and I want your feedback on it. Spikes Tactical.
I'm open.
Yes, sir. SpikesTactical.com. They also have pistol caliber carbines. Some of the best I've ever seen. Of course, all based on the AR platform. But when you're buying this kind of stuff, you're actually taking like you're building a Bentley. And you're building it with the highest quality parts, all American made. So we'll be right back. My guest is Kit Cope. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And check this out. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. All those things are true, and then some. Joining me again from Spikes Tactical is Kit Cope, part of the Not Today Antifa crowd, if you will. I got a question for you. I've got an idea about how to protect schools.
Oh, let's hear it.
And I think it would be a foolproof idea, and I think it would be an idea that would... It would end school shootings.
Okay.
I think you take a sample of people, like those four guys that are in the Not Today Antifa poster, and you equip them the same way. You know, there's lots of young veterans out there today, and you make it worth their while. You pay them, and then you put them on the four corners of the perimeter. And you tell them, this is your job. You're going to be bored out of your mind if everything goes well. We expect you to keep the edge. And then you help them keep the edge, but you tool them up to the degree to where they can, you know, like we saw in Parkland, Florida. One of the problems I'm having right now with Parkland, Kit, is that as somebody who has grandchildren, if I were to roll up on a school and I know that there's some stuff going on in there and I see all the law enforcement people not going in there to put an end to this, I have a real problem with the fact that I am consigned to listening to them die. So I would rather have some, for lack of a better word, I'd rather have some pipe hitters in place and let them go ply the trade.
Yeah, there is no better word. That's the word for those people. I'll tell you what, I fully agree with you. I know that most of the people listening to your show would fully agree with you. There's a weird thing, and I've been to 63 countries around the world.
Right.
I've been traveling since I was 16 to punch people in the face. And, I've seen I've seen schools. I've been to schools in Brazil that had armed guards. I've
right.
been to schools in Italy that had armed guards. Serbia that had armed guards. You see armed guards at schools all over the world because those places want to protect their most valuable asset, which is the future.
Right.
And they don't seem to have a problem with it. The weird thing is here, when somebody sees a military-esque presence, that's offensive to them. Like, we don't live in a place like that. It's almost like they don't want to do it because they don't want to admit that we live in a world that needs it.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, what do you think about the argument that the police are getting too militarized?
I think that is asinine. I know a number of policemen and law enforcement officials, and I know at least half of them have had their long rifles taken away.
Right.
Departments are actually taking away long rifles from law enforcement agents.
For what reason? Because of what they perceive to be the optics of them having them, or?
I had imagined before that it was a budgetary thing, except
their purchase.
If you reason it out, you know, they already have the rifles.
Right.
They're being taken away from them. It's not like we're asking them to give them rifles. They're being taken away. There's a law enforcement agency in, I think it was Las Vegas. I think it was one of the agencies in Las Vegas. They just said, okay, our officers are no longer carrying AR-15s. We'll reserve that for our SWAT.
Well, you know, the problem with that is I believe in Mumbai, I'm not sure how it works, but I think probably police over in India are probably nationalized. And Mumbai, they were not militarized. And then when they had their little dismounted attack with, what, about 10 combatants, those mm-hmm. guys ran roughshod over them.
Oh, yeah. Unopposed.
And in a lot of cases, they were fighting back with Enfields and such. And you know, I don't want to face an Enfield if I don't have to. But these guys had AKs. And AK is going to be faster getting in and out of action, and it's smaller. It's more portable. They were stealing cars and doing all these other things. So when I hear about them being too militarized, my first question is, who do you think's going to respond when we have our Mumbai attack?
Yeah. Do you want those police that were outside the Parkland school? Do you want Bobby? Do you want English policemen that don't carry guns?
Or like the French that responded, the French police that ran at the Charlie Hebdo terrorists that were unarmed?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah, I think, even if you took all the guns out of the hands of all of the lawful citizens, well, now the only people that are going to have guns, especially the guns that they're attacking,
right,
are the bad guys. And then the bad guys will be the only people that have those guns if you take them away from the police then.
Right.
Now, bad guys are extremely ingenuitive. They're very creative. We've seen it time and time again. If you watch any caper movie, okay, if they can think of that stuff for a movie, it's probably been done in real life.
Right.
Now, if these intelligent, motivated, ingenuitive people are the only ones that are able to access or even build, import, however they end up getting them, if they're the only ones with those guns, not only can we not defend ourselves, the police can't defend us. I think that as technology grows, intellect grows, and even if you got rid of all of the militarization, the bad guys are going to come up with some really good stuff. That's just how it always works.
Yeah, but I look at that whole term militarization. Most militarization is actually tactic. It's not the real militarization. Yeah, is bounding, overwatch, fire maneuver. That's militarization, which most of these guys don't have. But
real militarization is equipment that is out of the financial reach of most people.
There you go.
Real militarization is jets and tanks and bombers and stuff like that. Stuff that in my opinion, in keeping with the Second Amendment, stuff that a private citizen should be able to own. I think I'm not just fighting for the AR-15. I think you should be able to own fully automatic weapons. They're pretty useless.
Yeah.
But we're running
out of time. But we'll do this again next week.
All
if
right.
you are free, we will do it again next week. SpikesTactical.com. Thank you for joining me this evening, Kip.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to it again.
Yes, sir. Back again tomorrow in 21 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.